B-Pod Studios.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Oh, my God. It's 11 o'clock, and you're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic, WPEN, Burlington, Philadelphia, broadcasting from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast. We are a Beasley Media Group station. Let's get back to the phone lines. Chris, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Hello, Chris.
Hey, Anthony. How you doing?
What's up, buddy?
Hey, I was just thinking when you were saying about doing that thing, let's go get Gina Davis, Madonna, and Tom Hanks to get a new league going.
Yeah, right.
Get the league in their own.
That's it.
I told you before, I'm the healthcare worker at one time that was in the athlete. And I understand, like, I work every day. I get to go to work, you know, there, but for the grace of God go I. You know, that I'm lucky to work. I work in a bad situation, but I get to work. I mean, they're lucky they get to go to work. They might get to go to work. They have an opportunity to go to work where there's millions and millions of people just wanting something other because they're not getting that opportunity.
Yeah.
You know, and I just feel like, to, like you said, negotiation over money that you will never recoup no matter what you do. You're never going to recoup. Nobody's going to recoup any of this. I mean, maybe down the line, but like you said, you know, Bryce Harper's 15th great-grandchild might not get that shiny new Corvette or whatever. I mean, granted, I would love to see them go and work in a hospital or even go in a hospital for a week.
Yeah, I just don't want to hear them. Like, I don't want to read about it. I don't want to think about it. Just go play. Right? Like, go get the MLB and the owners, the commissioner, Players Association. Just get it done without you know, dragging it through the press and dragging the public along for your ridiculous, you know, ride of greed.
Exactly, because you go to work because you do what you love. I go to work because I do what I love. Isn't that what they're doing?
Don't get me wrong. I go to work to feed my family, right? I love what I do, but I go to work to feed my family. I don't begrudge anybody making a living. I just don't want you here. You complain about it in the middle of a pandemic.
True. And that's the thing. Like, they're all worried about, you know, like you said, I don't mind anybody going out and seeing the family, whatever they have to do. But it's like, you don't have to drag this out through this, like, to prove who's more not wrong, the owners or the players.
Right.
Because none of them are right.
I can dig it, brother. I can dig it. I appreciate it, man. Thank you, Chris. You still on the other side?
I don't know, like, what side I'm on.
You're pro baseball.
I'm pro player. I hate that they're complaining because, again, like that caller, like Chris just brought up, like, I'd like to see them having to put on full garb and work at a hospital like my wife is doing. Like, they're not doing that. Right now, they're complaining while playing video games on Twitch, and then Blake Snell has to speak about how I'm not playing unless I get mine, right? Like, I don't need to hear that. I don't like that the player is speaking out like that, but I also don't like that the owner is all of a sudden saying, hey, yeah, we all agree that you're going to lose half your money because you're playing half the season, but we're also going to take away this additional cut.
Cares.
And I go, why? I'm not, like, you know, it's not the Philadelphia Middletons. Like, I'm not going to watch John Middleton. And John Middleton, I don't want to, I just use Middleton because that's the first guy that came to mind. He's doing a great job, right? He's still paying his employee. That J.O. in Oakland, who can't pay $400 a month to minor league guy, like, that guy is a crumb. That guy who refuses to pay his minor leaguers $400 a month. And Tyrone did the math yesterday, accumulated to $1 million over the next 3 months. $400, what was it, a month or a week, would accumulate $1 million throughout the farm system, and he won't buck that up over 3 months. Like, that's skeevy right there. But now I feel for the minor league player.
Yeah, no, yeah, sure. I feel for the minor leaguer. I mean, I really don't, but I can empathize. I mean,
well, they have no income.
Okay.
Like, that's why I do feel for them. And they can't go outside, play.
I'm not gonna lose sleep over it. But yeah, I hear you.
I cry myself to sleep about it.
I mean, you do you play baseball because you love to play baseball. So you know, when you're making less than minimum wage in radio, people care about you.
No.
So again, I'll give you the damn Mickey Mantle line. You know, major the minor league baseball players. All right, well, it's a sin. Hey, give me a break. Go get a job while you're playing or while you're not playing.
Ate a lot of Chef Boyardee out of the can. It's a good time.
Well, that's a rite of passage.
Right.
We've all done that.
I know.
Noodles and noodles. All right?
Thank God I worked at the basketball courts at Temple for a few years.
Right.
Yeah. Exactly. Then I can buy the 2-pack of Chef Boyardee.
That's it, man. All right, give me the first clue for name that game.
Yes. That one out to Smallwood with tons of room in front of him. He still hasn't been touched. Into the end zone. Touchdown, Eagles.
Wow. Went to Smallwood. That's a good clue right there. That's a real good clue. To Smallwood.
A man who I believe actually got too much heat while he was here. Smallwood. We talked about unfairly criticized yesterday.
What do you mean?
I think there was a 5th-round pick. Like, you know.
Okay. What, was he overly ripped?
Yes. Yeah, there were people that like hated him. And I was like, all right, he's a 5th-round pick.
Really?
Yes. He made one mistake. Was that? And it was that fumble. And that wasn't his fault. Right, he didn't play the first 3 quarters. They go, hey, Wendell, go out there against the Cowboys in the 4th quarter in a very important game. And he's like, oh, okay. And he fumbles. That's his fault, but at the same time, you can't put him out there.
Yeah, I mean, you actually, I don't know that there was that many, I'll be honest.
Yeah, there was, I think, just unfair Smallwood hate. Like, he was a 3rd running back. You know.
All right.
Not like he doesn't really deserve much attention, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, I just didn't think that there was that much Smallwood hate.
That was a good deal.
You're bleeding for the players today. God bless you.
Yeah, yes.
Today you are bleeding for the players.
I'm bleeding for the little man. And Crew Harper needs his diapers.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure. Oh, my gosh. Not answer?
How do you feel about Bryce?
I don't need him speaking. Just like Blake Snell.
I love watching him play ball.
I don't need him speaking.
I'm not gonna lie to you. Like, I do. I'm thrilled, and I remain thrilled, that he's a Philly. However...
You know, listen, the whole, remember, exactly, that's a clown question, bro. Like, remember that when he was younger and, oh, he's a Vegas kid, right? He's a too cool for school. Anything you hear is he's a good locker room guy. You know, the only really thing you remember is the Papelbon fight, but it's not like Papelbon was.
No.
People liked Papelbon. The Phillies players liked Papelbon, too.
I don't know. Maybe it's just me. I feel disenchanted today. Over them. Like, I wanted to do continue the ode to the Eagles after the conversation we had yesterday.
And they've done really well. I'm still tallying, but I'm on some bad teams right now.
Like, the 20 years of really, we have them at top 5 team in the last 20 years.
Yes.
We had a whole system that we'll tell you about. But we have a top 5 team in the last 20 years. So I wanted to do the ode to the Eagles. But, you know, again, I wake up to Major League Baseball. The only news today is Major League Baseball. That's it. And it's labor. And it just sickens me. 610-632-0975. 610-632-0975. Cuz ready with the Chunas. We got a playback coming up at 12:20, Chunas. You remember that?
It's Jaws Day.
It is Jaws Day. That's right. Jaws Day, baby.
It was fun trying to find a game.
Yeah.
You know.
We're celebrating Eagles quarterbacks this week, and that's a great one. We have a big day from Jaws. What's the date?
Off the top of my head, September 19th, 1982.
September 19th, 1982, Ron Jaworski.
I wanted to do one of the playoff games, but those were more rushing touchdown games. So I had to go through his game logs and try to find some of the best ones. Unfortunately, there's a lot of regular season games that aren't on YouTube from the, you know, the 1980s. So I got lucky finding one. I almost called an audible this morning, but no, we're good. We got one.
Right. We'll come back in just a moment. Take your phone calls, 610-632-0975. It's Cuz Radio with Junis, 97.5 The Fanatic.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Brought to you by Golden Nugget Jewelers, where Philly gets engaged. You know who was on the other day? Yesterday?
A movie I didn't see?
Blue Chips.
Oh, I like Blue Chips.
You're right. We have this little volley every day. Well, there's no sports. Invariably, I'll bring up some movie, and you'll go,
huh?
Dude, why? You know, we're
not. What?
I like Blue Chips.
Blue Chips is great.
Yes.
Right? Blue Chips is great.
Got great cast.
How about at the end where he goes, yeah, it's happy. He bought a linebacker for the football team.
Yes. Right.
Oh, what about what was Shaq's name? Padilla?
Yes.
No, it wasn't Padilla. I want to say. We gave him a car he didn't even want.
Neon Boudreau.
That's right, Neon Boudreau. How about the house? Who was Penny's name again?
Penny was Butch McRae.
Butch McRae. Butch. The best is the scene where he comes into Coach's office and he says, "Yo, if I transfer back, if I go home, will my mother still be able to keep her house?"
Right.
And he goes, "I don't know what you're talking about, Butch." You know,
right?
And he goes, "Yes, you do, Coach. Yes, you do." And then next thing you know, he calls Happy.
Yeah.
Right? He was a scoundrel. He calls Happy, and Happy goes, You better keep your players in check. You're the coach. And he just said, "You better get back to practice, Butch."
How did that movie not win an Oscar?
You know what sucks? Since I'm bemoaning. I'm in this bemoaning mode today. I'm in this, like, hate everything today.
Yes.
I don't know why. I was all last week for optimistic, the roaring 20s, right? We were doing the whole thing. Even this week. It's just baseball, man. These guys, they put me in a bad place. But you know what's never going to be the same? College basketball.
No.
Never the same, right?
No, especially with this the developmental league where there's they're forming teams just for these players.
Right.
In L.A., right? They're like, you know, it's not a not affiliated to the Sixers or the Lakers being out in LA. It's just they're going to make a team just for these young kids. And when they see that this helps out some of these players, right? Like, ultimately, they're going to get paid immediately, and then they're going to get drafted because NBA teams can scout even closer because they're playing their own affiliates. You know, it's going to hurt college basketball even more. It's already hurt them because they've lost some top prospects. But once younger kids see success from this thing, there's going to be a bigger wave toward the G League.
That blows, dude. We're going to miss out on college basketball.
You're still going to have the one seed, but it's just not going to be, you know, the dominant Zion Williamson one and done guys.
Yeah, I mean, you're going to see, you know, a bunch of kids that really have no chance to, you know, or have a slim chance to make it to the league.
Yeah, it's going to be, you know, Duke is going to be getting the 21st best prospect instead of the top 20 because the top 20 is going to the G League.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Patrick Ewing had the coronavirus, and he's doing better now. But when I think of Patrick Ewing, I don't even think of the Knicks as much as I think of Georgetown.
Right.
Like, I think of that incredible college band. You know what the discussion is today, basically? It's once again
Reed.
Lost innocence of sports. Yeah, I mean, it's part of it. It's like when you like that moment in time in the Bronx Tale, when little C's got the Yankee hat on.
Right.
That moment, it represents lost innocence.
Are you against the player who does not play in the Pro Bowl that knows they're going to be drafted? Because that's part of lost innocence. Now, I'm okay with that player, but that's part of it.
Who won't play in a bowl game?
Yeah, I said Pro Bowl, sorry. Like Christian McCaffrey, remember? He sat out.
Yeah.
But then people got on him. And then
here's the thing. I begrudge you not playing in a national championship playoff.
Okay. But you're okay with the Gasparilla Bowl, right? Yeah. Like, you know.
Listen, who remember the kid from Houston, the defensive lineman? He didn't play.
Right. Oh, I forget his name.
And it was like the Armed Forces Bowl or something. And, you know, he didn't play.
And then you have the other story where didn't Jake Butt get hurt in their bowl game? And he was gonna be a second or third round pick.
Yeah.
And completely blows out his knee.
Yeah. I believe athletes should be paid. I've always thought they should be paid. I've always thought, like, because of all that money that's made on their backs, they deserve to be paid. But, I mean, there is a responsibility that you have to your teammates. And if you're in a hunt for a national championship, you got to play. Whether you're going to be drafted or whatever, you still got to play. And if you were paid, then I would say then you should play in the ball game because you're being paid. Right now you're not being compensated, really.
Right.
But it's interesting how we kind of stumble on this common thread of lost innocence, and maybe we should discuss like when you actually lost your sports innocence. What was the moment? Where you went, oh, that sucks, right?
Yeah, my first thing that I can think of is very, very young Chunas. I was such a big Barry Bonds fan, right? And even though he was still talented, but when the steroids thing happened, that really bummed me out as a kid. It didn't steer me away from baseball, but I was like, wow, my hero cheats.
Yeah.
And it, you know, that's not a money thing, right? That's not a, you know, Barry Bonds doesn't care about you, but it's like, you know, this guy that's going to set records. You know, I had a Barry Bonds poster when I was a kid.
Yeah, you know, really?
Yep.
I was a big Bonds guy.
I mean, how couldn't you be when you're a kid, right? Who's a big baseball fan like I was growing up, and it was like, you know, the Giants were on all the time. The Giants, remember, they used to do the cut-ins when Bonds was up to bat on ESPN at night.
Yeah.
They would be, oh, Barry Bonds is up to bat. Let's go live to San Francisco. And Bonds would get intentionally walked, and they'd be like, all right, let's go back to the studio.
I told you I was with him when he bought his daughter a $25,000 or his $22,000 necklace.
I did not hear this.
I didn't tell you that story.
No, but that's crazy.
Well, I mean, listen, you got it, right?
You got the money, whatever, right?
You know, but I was doing a story on him and Bonilla. And I spent the day with the two of them. I actually had a good day. It was an enjoyable day.
I like to be Bobby Bonilla.
Bonds was always cool.
I like to be just making money, doing nothing.
Yeah, I know, right? And but Bonds was like always was. I mean, he was fine. It was always cool with me. But yeah, he. And it was funny because he said. Like, I was at this jewelry store, and they closed. They brought you to the back, you know. And it was like they brought out all these different...
Was Adam Sandler there?
All these chains. It wasn't like that. It was in San Francisco. It was, you know, it was an upscale place or whatever. And they walked. Would you like a ginger ale? I was like, all right.
Sure, Adam Sandler wasn't there.
So then he goes...
I'm picturing the scene right now.
Nah, it was a...
KG's walking in.
Nah, it was a lady.
Okay.
And she says, oh, can I help you out? You know, because back then, you know, whatever, I could pass for a player, right? I was young, and they go, can I help you out? I go, no, man, I'm good. I'm all right. I'm just here with those
guys. You mean Barron didn't offer buying you anything? All his dough?
No, it was like $22,000. I think I have to go back and look at the story. Your boy. How about that? Let's get back to the phone lines. Let's go to C.D. Tan. C.D. Tan.
Yo, what's going on?
Hey, man. C.D. Tan, how are you?
Yeah, you sound a little down today, dude. Andrew, have you ever considered trying out for America's Got Talented? I saw you singing Queens of the Stone Age yesterday.
I did sing yesterday.
Yeah,
you belted it out a little bit.
And then a little Bryan Adams. Well, man, you're... You're feeling
it. I didn't sing Bryan Adams.
In your head, I know you were, though. I know you were in your head. You don't have to deny it.
A little Queens of the Stone Age.
Little Queens of the Stone Age. He did. And it was, you know, you didn't sound terrible.
Really?
Okay, yeah, maybe you can get a snippet of that.
I want to hear it.
You know, I've been calling you about this baseball issue for, like, every day. And I continually say that I don't care. But the more I think about it, it's just like, if I didn't care, I wouldn't think about it. I don't care about badminton. I never think about badminton. So obviously, it's something strikes a chord with me with this issue. And when I looked into
the... Of course you care, right?
I do, dude. It's just, when I looked into that owner's proposal, it's just... I'm not saying the players aren't selfish, because I think they are, but not all of them. I think all of the owners mostly are selfish. I really do. Because the proposal they put out seemed to kind of pit the low-income players against the high-income players. So maybe they could create some kind of division in I guess, with the players.
Uh-huh.
So maybe it would give it a better... I don't know if I'm thinking too much into it, too, but when you look at the way it's set up, it's like...
You can't think too much into it when it comes to the owners. I mean, listen, they're dastardly guys, these owners. You know, you don't become billionaires, you know, without being you know, kind old gents, right?
No, absolutely not. It's just the Blake Snell did what he did was awful. I mean, the optics of it was
terrible. You know what it is? But for me, it's the whole thing. I don't want to hear from anybody. I don't know why they haven't negotiated and tried to keep it out of the press.
Dude, I think that once we get one sport back, I really think we won't care. Like, I actually believe I won't care and won't be thinking about it. Oh, they talked about my... It's just there's nothing else. So I feel like I'm grasping at straws to keep myself occupied as far as, you know, thinking about sports or something different other than the pandemic and the issues. I know we got to focus on them, but, you know, I call you guys and I listen to the station to get away as an escape. And it's kind of like baseball's infiltrating it to make this even unbearable because
I mean, like, think about this. You know, we talk about the news of the day, right? Every day is a different day. And, you know, and during the slow period it's been going on, we'll get creative. Like yesterday, we're doing the top 20 NFL top five NFL teams the last 20 years. And we do all kinds of fun games and stuff. But every once in a while, you know, like the real life piece of it infiltrates. And it's a bummer.
Yeah, it is, and you need an example. You could see your demeanor from yesterday, talking about the Eagles and our past, and really enjoying it, to your demeanor today, and it's all predicated from these owners and players bickering nonstop, and it's just it's getting old. And like I said, I say I don't care, but I do because I need something, Doug, and this isn't what it is. And
I need a
reality check.
And here's the deal. I mean, I'll tell you what I'm looking forward to right now. Hockey,
basketball. Yes. I honestly, at this point, I might check out Batman. I don't care. I need something, and I need it to be enjoyable, and I need us all to come together. Because so yeah.
I feel
I don't know.
CD. Thank you, my brother. I appreciate it. Yeah. Yeah, dude. How's he say it?
Hold on.
Speaking of which, let me give you a game. We gotta do this.
Is Dode on the list?
Dode is not on the list. I'll give you Bud versus Cool Breeze.
Bud.
Oh, wait, no. Well, I'm sorry. That was already first round game. I'll give you. Oh, this is a good one, dude. I'll give you Money versus Kid.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We did the brackets differently.
Wait, you have the different brackets?
Yeah, I have the NCAA bracket.
You want to go by your brackets? Not mine. It's fine.
It's up to you.
Yeah, that's fine.
I sent you a picture too, in case you.
All right, that's fine. We'll do that coming up. We'll do the. I have my own bracket. We should probably do the NCAA. I made my own up.
I like it though. It's nice. We have a second highlight to play, by the way.
Yeah, we do. But let's get to Bill first. All right, brother. Bill, you're on 97.5, the Fanatic. Billy.
Guys, it's been so long.
Bill?
Cuz I used to be your Brett Brown guy on the old BNC line.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh my
good old
God,
days,
how you cause. Been, man?
I've been well, cuz all things considered. Hey, cuz you know, I kind of feel like we caused this. The crowd of we need sports, we can't live without sports. I almost feel like we gave these guys, the owners and the players, and can we just agree that they're both, you know, two piles of dirt bags?
Yes, we
gave them this false sense of, I want to say almost security that we need these guys. And we don't. We don't need them. And you see other sports stepping up and you hear these guys, oh, what can we do? It's a pandemic. What can we do? Well, shut up about money and play. Give people what they want.
Yes. How's it good for the sport if you're going to bicker in over labor, right? And so to get a labor agreement, you're going to bicker over, again, it's billionaires and millionaires during a pandemic. I mean, it's outrageous to me. I just can't believe it.
And cuz you were talking earlier, you know, with the tuneness about, you know, when you lost that innocence. I was 9 when the first strike happened.
Wow.
You know, like I used to go down the vet to get autographs, so I kind of know what you're talking about with some of those guys being, you know, not the nicest people in the world.
But that was it. To see, like, baseball just stopped. There was no, and we didn't understand. I was, you know, I'm a South Philly kid. I was still playing ball down at DV. To see that there was no season, but we were still playing Little League, was crazy.
And this, and was, I don't think they're ever going to get 94, back. 94, right? Not, this is the 94 strike.
The 94 strike, yeah. And yeah. I don't think, you know, after this, I don't think I'm going to come back. I mean, that's me, you know.
No, but, yeah, and you're right. Look, here you are. Like, think about that for a second. You're 9 years old. You're playing ball down DV. And, you know, it's baseball, sports is your world, right? It's all here. It's your whole world.
It was my love. You know,
and it goes away. And you're going, wait a second. It's August 13th. The Phillies aren't playing tonight? What's happening?
You know, and the total, like, South Philly kid, like, me and my grandfather, God rest his soul, we used to, you know, every night we'd get together because, you know, typical South Philly kid, we live right across the street from each other. Right. And we'd get together and watch the games every single night because we had Prism and my grandfather didn't. And, yes, you know, yes, to see, like, we didn't have that. You know, we didn't have baseball. It was bizarre. And it's just, when all this happened and they started talking about sports coming back, I said to some friends, how is it that we already know that baseball is going to be the first sport that has a problem with this, that baseball somehow can't get their you-know-what together right during a pandemic? Like,
right.
It's like we knew it.
Right, right. Right. You're so right. Oh.
So, and you know, because you talk about the money, I'm the type of person, the two things, if I meet you, the two things that turn me off, I don't care what your politics are. I don't care how much money you make. Like, I don't want to hear it from anybody. You know, even somebody yes I meet on the street. And to hear these guys, when you see, you know, the person at Target or the person at ShopRite who's making, you know, 12 bucks an hour to come to work during this, and you hear these guys, you know, Snell was it. That was the nail in the, I'm going to get mine. Come on.
Exactly. You're exactly right, brother. Exactly right.
Come on.
I want to give you a game of the salutations. Are you ready?
I'm terrible at this, cuz, but go ahead.
No. All you got to do is, which salutation is the better salutation? Fella,
okay,
or buddy?
Say the first thing again.
Fella or buddy?
Oh, so I'm a total craft guy. But if I go out and a place doesn't have craft, I'm drinking Bud. I'm drinking old school Bud.
No, it's the salutation. It's like what we call each other: yo buddy or yo fella. Buddy, right?
Definitely Bud. Definitely Bud.
Yeah, buddy.
But
buddy,
I do a lot of dude, a lot of dog.
Right. Right. Well, dude and dog are still alive in the Field of 64 salutations. Poor Billy didn't understand what we were doing. He thought we were doing beers.
I could do a beer.
Yeah, I could too.
But Buddy moves on.
I'm off until July 4th. No
beer. Oh, yeah, we were saying that leading into the Memorial Day weekend.
Last beer I had was Monday.
I had a beer yesterday.
Well, you don't have to worry about it. I do. All right, let's go to our second highlight for Name That Game and a Primo's gift card.
Wentz's throw is tipped again, but back to Wentz, who grabs it out of the air and gets the first down.
Oh! I think I know. Do you? 215-263-0975. 215-263-0975. That's your contest line number. If you know it, if you do know it, you can win a Primo's gift card. 215-263-0975 is how you join us. Carson. Timmy. You got a guess, my brother?
I do.
What are you thinking?
I got that London game, Eagles-Jag.
Yeah! Oh, man.
I think that's the only receiving touchdown Wendell ever had. I do. I really do. That's his only one. Yeah,
very,
thank God.
Very good, my man. Very good.
I appreciate it.
Check out the big brain on you, brother. Good stuff, man. Let me ask you a quick question. When was the last... When did you lose your sports innocence?
Oh, me or Tim?
Oh, Timmy's on hold?
Oh, yeah. He's getting it. We're getting the info.
All right. All right. That's cool. We'll come back. We got plenty of people I want to talk to. 610-632-0975. Kind of commiserating today a little bit. Sometimes it's good to get it out.
But I also have the final tallies for the best football team last 20 years.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
Order and everything.
I like it. I like it. Cuz Radio with that man, the Chunis, right here on 97.5 Fanatic.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Oh, 11:49 on this Thursday morning. May the 28th. Hey, I can't believe we're in June. It's crazy, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
It's crazy. I can't believe it's going to be in June.
It really is. Like, I remember when this all started, you know, I was like, oh, boy, what are we going to do? And, like you and I, like, talking sports, right? And, it's not that I panicked. I was just like, man, we're, like, all right, you know, put your boots on. Let's go. And, you know, it hasn't been that bad.
No.
Right?
We had some fun.
Like, yeah, I've enjoyed
myself. Once we got past the initial scare of the virus,
right,
and the pandemic, and, you know, listen, not that it's over, but you get my point. And, you know, where we didn't know what was going on, right? Like, there the uncertainty of the pandemic was it was scary. Like, it was really scary early on. It's you know, we've gotten through it in the early part of the show. If you remember the first couple of weeks, I mean, you know, it was like virus radio,
right? Yeah,
you know, I mean, Dr. Mike was on every
every day.
Every
day,
chiming in. And, you know, we didn't know what to do. And then, you know, little by little, it's just like, all right, bat down the hatches and, you know, go out only when you can. And unless you're on the front lines. And thank you for those people on the front lines. And, you know, so it's been a journey to get to this, time. And, you know, I mean, sports is going to be back. And we're gonna look back. I tell you, I'm real excited for hockey. Aren't you looking forward to the Flyers? I'm glad.
Oh yeah.
I'm really glad the NHL's coming back.
I mean, we've talked about, you know, what's the thing that we've missed the most, and for me it was missing out on the Flyers and a playoff run, because
baseball.
I expected, you know,
it's baseball.
Well, yeah.
For you, it's baseball.
I miss baseball a ton. I miss hockey because I was enjoying myself so much.
Yeah, well, what's not to enjoy, right? They were a fun team to watch.
Yeah, they became must-watch TV.
Remember when they beat the Capitals twice?
Yeah, the first one was 7-2.
In Washington.
Yeah, that second one was really playoff feel. And Washington went up early, right? And then Flyers came back.
Flyers tied like late second period or third period. I don't know. It was a great game. I'm excited for NHL. You know, it's funny how you change, like how you go back and forth. I don't know about you, but I was like, well, I don't care if the NHL comes back. I mean, you know, now at this point, it's going to be summertime. You're going to wake up. There's going to be the new season, right?
Right.
And now I'm like, wow, man, go for like playoff hockey in the summertime.
And then you start thinking about how it would change the calendars, and you know, we're kind of we're on board for that, right? Especially the NBA, the Christmas Day start.
They should the NHL. I wonder when the NHL is going to start it. If you were going to start the NHL, when do you do it? What's the? Do you start it New Year's Day with the, you know, the outdoor classic?
Oh, that'd be really cool. I think. I mean, they've been trying to start before the NBA because A, you know, there's more time off. But I don't know. I think they're part of their theory is also let's try to get ahead of the NBA and try to get some sort of attention before the NBA starts. So maybe you still do that. Maybe it's an early December start. But I like that. That January 1st idea. But you would have to cut this year at least, right? Like the 20 or the 2021 season when that starts, you would have to get rid of those trips in the beginning of the season. Right? The Flyers played outside of the country.
Played at Prague.
Yeah, you know, you can't do that.
Nah.
Until you can really figure out the new calendar for their schedule. You got to. It's everything's got to be inside the country and Canada.
I wonder if you could play as many games because if you start at New Year's Day, you're probably looking at you know can you finish it the playoffs at all by end of August? Should be enough time.
Yeah, you can make that work. I don't know. Has the NHL been in talks about shortening their season at all?
No, they're not going to shorten.
I don't think so either.
Because that NHL is a sport that really relies on its gate.
Right.
Like
right.
It needs gate.
Yes, you're right.
So, no, and local. So, no. But does it work if you do that? If you start it? Or do you start it Black Friday?
That'd be cool.
Like, you know, that because I always loved the Friday Thanksgiving game.
Yes.
Canadian holiday? Isn't that Boxing Day or something?
Oh, that's a good question.
I want to say it's a Canadian holiday. I don't know if I'm making this up. But I would like the Black Friday start to the NHL. I mean, you know, you got something going there. Let's get to Stu. Stu, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Hello, Stu.
Hey, what's going on, brother? How are you?
Yo, Stu, my man.
I'm good, man. We go way back. You know, I remember when we used to talk all the time about how much we was a big fan of Derrick Rose before he got injured.
Yeah, that's a shame. I love him. How about how good he was playing this year?
Yeah, he was. He was playing good this year, too.
Yeah.
I still watch him. I still, you know, get a chance. You know what I mean? And I'm glad to see that the injuries are behind him.
Yeah, and, I was rooting for him.
Yeah, but I was just thinking back to what you were saying when you lost your sports innocence and how the dichotomy between baseball players and basketball and football players are different. I had to agree, wholeheartedly agree with you on those terms. I just think back. I think when Reggie White left and how the city had that big thing down City Hall. Yeah. And I remember that like vividly, like, and how hurt I was when he left, but I didn't know that at the time, I didn't know like how bad the owner was. And I think we have Jeffrey Lurie now, but you know, but how bad Norman Brayman was, and I didn't know and how bad the, you know, certain things were.
Oh, just, that's like, Stu. That's so good. Because it got me too. I mean, remember the first guy to leave was Keith Jackson.
Right.
And you're going, why are you letting him leave?
Exactly.
Well, he was Antonio Gates before Antonio Gates. I don't care what anybody says.
Dude, I mean, like, I think about it all the time. I think about that 90-91 team. Like, if Randall doesn't get hurt, where do we go? And all this other stuff. And, like, you know, they were right there. And it was just like, it was built on defense. And I loved it. I'm still a defensive guy to this day. Even though I love offense, but in my heart, it's still defense that I love the most. But it's just a different dichotomy of player. I mean, just look now today, right? The Eagles got a rookie that may not even make this team got a tattoo of the Eagles on his back. I mean, that's crazy to me. You know? I mean, it's just a different dichotomy, and I just think, like, the players of baseball should just think of it like this. All right, and the owners should just go, all right, this year is just a total anonymity. You know what I mean? And just go, okay, all the top players make, let's say, $10 million, right? And then take that money that y'all were supposed to make and put it in a deferment like 5 years or 6-7 years from now or when they retire. So you got this money coming in when you retire.
Yeah, whatever. Right. I mean, however. Yeah, exactly. I'm with you, man.
Whatever you got to do. Yeah, just do
it. And don't let us hear about it. We don't need to. Just get it together and get a strategy to come back and play.
Yeah, what about that cliche, players are, oh, I love the sport so much, I play for free. That's a bunch of BS when you do things like this. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so
man.
That's kind of how I feel about it. You know what I mean? I agree with you, though. But it's good talking to you always.
Hey, wait, Stewie, always a pleasure. Let me give you a salutation game, all right?
Okay.
This is the salutations. Give me the salutation, what we say to each other, that you like the best, that you think people like the best. I'm going to give you Young Boy versus Homie.
What was the first one?
Young Boy.
Young Boy versus Homie.
Yeah. Which one should win in the game?
I would have to go with Homie. Young Boy is like, I don't know. To me, like, I always just, that's my Young Boy. Yeah, Homie. I would have to go with Homie.
All right, Homie, you got Homie? There it is.
I got Homie.
Thanks, Stu. We appreciate it, brother. Homie defeats Young Boy. Judas.
I would say no.
Why, you want to challenge that?
Yeah.
You do?
Yeah.
You executive challenge?
I want the 11th seed to keep going.
Wow. You're going to executive challenge Homie. Homie's not exactly like a big upset, no?
Oh, yeah, it's a 3 seed.
That's what I'm saying.
11 beats 3, that's a good upset.
Yeah, I'm surprised. All right. So the executive challenge.
Or do I go, do you want to do, oh, I already did the Twitter poll.
You did the poll already. Here's how you do it. I'll let you ask a caller of your choice. Okay.
All right.
So it doesn't matter. You can save it till the end of the show. Whatever you want to do it, you then give, you say, all right, I choose this guy. And then you give him the salutation.
Okay.
And he could choose, because now you get two of them. You've already used one of them with Young Boy.
Right.
All right.
All right, I'm in.
All right, you are. It's 12 o'clock. This is stupid.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.